My friends, I want you to go with me for a moment back to the tomb of Jesus. It's early dawn. The women are standing right outside the tomb. The stone is rolled away. The tomb is empty. And the women are standing there, scratching their heads, wondering what happened. Standing right next to them, though not yet visible, are two angels. Two angels who are doing exactly the same thing. They're scratching their heads, but they're not looking at the stone or the empty tomb. They're scratching their heads and looking at the women and wondering, what are they doing? You know, that's literally how the Easter story begins. It begins with lots of confusion. Women wondering what happened to Jesus' body, and angels wondering why the women are wondering. Now, as God's messengers, it was the angels' responsibility to break the silence. And so they make their appearance, and they ask the women, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Now think about it. These women had been to the cross. They had helped bury that lifeless body of Jesus. I'm sure initially these angels' words just added to their confusion and probably to their grief as well. Finally, though, the angels reminded them of the words of Jesus, how he had said that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise. They remembered the words. They leave the tomb. They go and tell the disciples. But all the disciples can do is scratch their heads. These words seem to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. You know, we who are alive today have it so much easier. We know the end of the Easter story. We have read and reread the passion predictions of Jesus over and over again. We don't come to church on Easter morning scratching our heads as they did so long ago. We come to celebrate because we know Christ is risen. Now think about this. God has revealed to us much more than just the end of the Easter story. He has also revealed to us what takes place after Easter. In fact, he's revealed to us what takes place after Easter all the way to the end of time. Jesus, in fact, talked about it during Holy Week. He said, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. They will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will rise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come." Already by 70 AD, the world could see the truth of Jesus' words. And ever since then, they have been in constant fulfillment. Wars, rumors of wars, plagues, pestilence, storms, earthquakes, death, disasters, famines, poverty, lawlessness. Yet I'm wondering, how often do we, and I'm talking about you and me, the people of God in Christ Jesus, how often do we react by standing around, scratching our heads and saying, "What happened?" We know what happened. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Jesus is risen and we shall arise. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. COVID-19 seems to be our pestilence du jour. It brings sickness, death, fear, poverty, more fear, anger, protests, much, much more. And it is very easy for us to just stand around and scratch our heads. Maybe look for someone to blame for the problems. Or become very selfish and say, "I better make sure I take care of me and mine." Or even just to cry out in fear or pain and give up. But the question of the day, the question du jour, if you will, is asked to turn our attention into a different direction. Why do you seek the living among the dead? The answer is right here in these pages. And these pages are filled with hope. They are filled with certainty. They are filled with forgiveness, compassion, action. Jesus is risen and we shall arise. This pestilence du jour, it shall pass. And our God is in control. In fact, during this time, He is placing incredible opportunities right in front of us as a people of God to show the good news, to live the love. That's why, by the way, a few moments ago, I asked you to go with me to the tomb, but just for a moment. But not to stay there any longer than the women did. Because you see, we have a story to tell, just as they did. We have hope to share. We have help to give. We have people to serve. All simply because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And in His name, amen. I invite you now to rise for a time of prayer.